A new collection of satiric essays by popular Chinese blogger Han Han is out this month for the first time in English. Han has taken on everything from corrupt Chinese officials to the nation's conformist educational system. His blog is read by millions, and he has developed a loyal following on the Chinese equivalent of Twitter, 8 million strong. He's only 30 years old, with boy band good looks, and he drives race cars. His book is called This Generation, Dispatches from China's Most Popular Literary Star. Recently, NPR's Frank Langfitt met with Han in Shanghai, and he has this report.
Not so long ago, many Chinese commentators wrote in a cautious, oblique style designed not to offend the nation's famously humorless leaders. Then came the internet, blogs, and a cheeky young man named Han Han. The voice of China's post-80s generation, Han was ironic, skeptical, and blunt. He wrote what many young Chinese thought, but dared not say publicly. Here are some of Han's sharper barbs, as read by NPR producer Hansi Lo Wang, on the state education system.
I participated in quite a few essay competitions. Before each event, I had to brainwash myself and check to see what slogans were in fashion.
Han on the rule of law.
We learned that the first article of the Constitution is if we say you're guilty, you're guilty.
And on the growing gap between the rulers and the ruled.
The main contradiction in China today is between the growing intelligence of the population and the rapidly waning morality of our officials.
Han said he hopes his writing will encourage some of those officials to change China's system.
For me, I hope intellectuals and the public can put more pressure on them, pushing them to reform. They will only reform when there is pressure. If they're quite comfortable without feeling any pressure and making easy money, why reform?
Han says he developed his pointed style of writing after years of suffering through dreadful prose in China's public schools. I'm really terrified by those unreadable and boring articles, he says. As a young student, he first took aim at the nearest authority figure.
At that time, I would write articles about my dissatisfaction, including what's bad about the school and the teachers. But the silliest thing I did was I handed the articles to my teachers, who felt very unhappy after reading them, saying, "You can't write this way."
Later, in the freer era of the internet, he could and became a star. Eric Abrahamson runs Paper Republic, a Chinese literary consulting and publishing company in Beijing. He likens Han Han to another generation that challenged the status quo.
If we're talking about America in particular, you'd have to go back to sort of the counterculture era of the 60s, because that's really what's happening in China now. You have a younger generation that's rising up against a more conservative, more staid, more restricted older generation and trying to throw off that yoke of authority. And so I think you'd have to go back to Bob Dylan or J.D. Salinger.
Abrahamson is quick to note that Han is not in the literary league with those icons, but does capture the dissatisfactions of many youth here. If Han Han is a generational symbol, he doesn't seem like it in person. We met in his office, a sparsely furnished apartment in a residential tower in a downmarket part of Shanghai. Sitting on a beat-up couch next to a bookshelf littered with empty Coke cans and old foreign magazines, he was polite, engaging, and soft-spoken. In the last year, though, Han has come under fire for supporting the slow evolutionary reform of China's authoritarian system instead of democracy.
If you are against the system and are to overthrow it, of course, it's a good thing. But sometimes you have to pay a high price for that. Actually, the system can be turned into a mere figurehead. Under these circumstances, you're probably paying the lowest price. And as you change and everyone changes, the system will probably change as well.
Andrea Liu is 27 and works in Shanghai's financial industry. He's a one-time Han Han fan, and this sort of talk disappoints him.
Now his stuff feels like it's written by a middle-aged person or an old guy. For example, those blog posts on democracy. His general idea was, this is what our society is like and we can't change it. He seems to have lost his edge.
Some critics think Han has been pressured by the Communist Party to tone down his writing. Han denies it and suggests that no matter what he writes, he's bound to be criticized. To make himself clear, he switches to English.
Sometimes I write some article. Maybe the article is not good for Chinese government. They said I took money from America. Sometimes I write some article. I said the government is right. So people said, I take money from government. So in China, lots of people think somebody do something, have to take money.
In China's increasingly open public debate, almost no one is spared. People are freer to question authority and challenge each other, especially major figures like Han Han. Frank Langford, NPR News, Shanghai.